Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes with 5- and 6-year-olds. Parents are reaching out, wondering about their child's growing social world, and I want to talk with you about something really special today: perspective taking and empathy. Maybe you've noticed your little one is still learning to see situations from other people's points of view. Maybe they're focused on their own ideas and feelings, and it can be hard for them to imagine what someone else might be thinking or feeling. And I want you to know something important. You are not alone in this and what you're seeing. It's completely, beautifully normal development. So grab a cozy cup of tea, settle in, and let's talk about this amazing phase of growth your child is experiencing. Here's something the magic book taught me that changed everything. When your 5- or 6-year-old can't quite see things from another person's perspective yet, they're not being selfish or difficult. Their brain is in the middle of one of the most wonderful developmental leaps of childhood. They're literally building the neural pathways that will help them understand that other people have different thoughts, feelings, and viewpoints than they do. Research shows us something beautiful. Children aged 5 to 6 show significantly more perspective-taking ability than younger children, but this skill is still emerging and developing. It's like watching a flower bloom. The petals are opening, but the flower isn't fully open yet. And that's exactly as it should be. The magic book whispers this wisdom. Perspective taking involves two amazing abilities working together. First, there's the cognitive part, understanding that others have different thoughts and feelings. And second, there's the emotional part, actually caring about those differences. Both of these abilities are growing in your child right now, and individual differences are completely normal at this age. Here's something fascinating that researchers discovered. Spatial perspective taking and emotional perspective taking are connected. That means when you help your child physically see things from different angles, like looking at a toy from where their friend is sitting, you're also supporting their ability to understand emotional perspectives. Isn't that amazing? So what can you do to nurture this beautiful development? Let me share some gentle, research-backed approaches that the magic book and I have seen work wonderfully. First, model perspective taking in your everyday conversations. When you're reading stories together, pause and wonder aloud. You might say, "I wonder how that character is feeling right now." Or, "What do you think they're thinking?" This gentle practice helps your child start to consider inner worlds beyond their own. Second, validate your child's feelings first, always. Before asking them to consider someone else's perspective, make sure they feel heard and understood. You might say, "I can see you really wanted that toy. That makes sense." And then, gently, "I wonder how your friend felt when you took it from them." This approach honors your child's experience while opening the door to empathy. Third, use real-life moments as teaching opportunities. When you see someone looking sad at the park, you might gently say, "I noticed that child looks sad. I wonder what might have happened." These small observations help your child start to notice and wonder about others' emotional experiences. Fourth, play perspective-taking games together. Simple activities like guessing what someone might be thinking based on their facial expression or imagining what a pet might be feeling make this skill development playful and fun. And here's something the magic book wants you to know. This development takes time. Years, actually. Your child's brain is building incredibly complex neural networks that will serve them for their entire life. Every conversation about feelings, every moment of wondering together, every time you model empathy, you're supporting this beautiful growth. Now, I want to tell you about a story that shows this development so beautifully. It's called The Room Where Hearts Speak Softly, and it's about two friends, Theo and Miles, who discover something magical. They learn that adults have invisible worries too, and that everyone has inner experiences that aren't always visible. In this story, Theo and Miles discover that small acts of kindness can help heal hearts, even when we can't see what someone is feeling on the inside. It's such a gentle way to help children understand that everyone has thoughts and feelings we can't always see, which is the foundation of perspective taking. After you read this story with your child, you can have wonderful conversations. You might ask, "How do you think Theo felt when he discovered that grown-ups have worries too?" Or, "Can you think of a time when someone had feelings you couldn't see?" These conversations build empathy muscles in the most natural, loving way. The magic book reminds us that stories are such powerful teachers because they let children step into someone else's experience safely. When your child hears about Theo and Miles learning to notice others' invisible feelings, they're practicing perspective taking in a gentle, supported way. Here's what I want you to remember, my wonderful friend. Your child is exactly where they need to be developmentally. The fact that they're still learning to see things from others' viewpoints doesn't mean anything is wrong. It means their brain is doing exactly what it's supposed to do at this age, building the complex skills of empathy and social understanding one experience at a time. Research tells us that children whose parents support this development with patience, modeling, and gentle guidance show stronger social understanding over time. And you're doing that right now, just by being here, learning, and caring about your child's emotional growth. The consensus among child development experts is clear. Perspective taking is a teachable skill that develops gradually through childhood. With your loving support, your child will continue to grow in their ability to understand and care about others' viewpoints. So be patient with your little one. Celebrate the small moments when they do show empathy or consider someone else's feelings. Model perspective taking in your own life. Use stories like The Room Where Hearts Speak Softly to open gentle conversations. And trust that your child's beautiful brain is developing exactly as it should. You're doing such important work, my friend. Every time you help your child consider how someone else might be feeling, every time you validate their emotions while gently expanding their awareness, you're nurturing a skill that will serve them for their entire life. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, with stories and wisdom to support your journey. You've got this, and your child is so lucky to have you. With love and starlight, Inara.